It is interesting that the Ross Sea emerges as a distinct population and refuge for the species.
The great beauty,
the Ross Sea might need some more special protection to be able to preserve the special species.
Sparked controversy and endless conversation about the current state of the Italian capital. But one fact was indisputable. Rome, as the film's seductive backdrop, was gorgeous. Rome's traditional guanciale lace pasta.
On the 5th of January, 1066, Edward the Confessor, King of England, died. The next day, the Anglo-Saxon was like a council of high-ranking men, elected Harold Godwin, Earl of Essex, and Edward's brother-in-law to succeed him. The crown had scarcely been put on his head when King Harold's problems started. In Normandy, Duke William did not agree with them voting the Witten. William claimed that years earlier, Edward had promised the crown of England to him.
Much more than they are aware of.
In addition, he believed that he had strengthened his claim still further when in 1066 he had tricked Howard into swearing to support his claim to the throne. More than a little annoyed, William prepared to invade.
And affect his
King Harold also had problems to the north of England, sibling rivalry.
How climate change affected emperor penguins during the past 30,000 years. They looked at the genetic diversity of modern and ancient populations.
There are times when I get so down. Seriously down. Whether it's because of my career, my relationship, my friendships. We're all about making plans and doing the things we should be doing. And then when those plans don't work out, disappointment sets in, like sheer disappointment. So the other day, when I was in one of my down and loathing moods, I decided to take a cue from Erin over at Reading My Tea Leaves. Each week, she posts a few pictures of simple, little things that made her week. Sometimes when bigger stuff is out of your control, you have to look at the little stuff that makes you happy. So, here is the first list of a few things I did to make my week better. Number one was a vintage postcard that hangs on my fridge. It was from my uncle, and I love my uncle. Number two, even though it's springtime, the nights are still a bit chilly, so I grab my cashmere scarf. I love my cashmere scarf. It was a gift from my brother, but it was obviously picked out by my mum.